Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs, and we all want that, right?
It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands, ranch.com/Frangela today.
Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something, we are hardworking women and over 45. So, you know, we gotta, you know, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website, so we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Jake Knapp is the inventor of the design sprint and the New York Times bestselling author of the book Sprint. He's also the co-founder of Character, a venture fund for early stage startups. How and why did you start using Miro?
I came from this position of thinking, I don't want to be doing stuff online, to thinking now when I do a sprint in person with a company, it's like, we're going to use Miro, even though we're all in the same room, because that's a better way for us to get this work done. As an investor, we're basically investing in their ability to solve problems. We're saying, we think this group of people is going to be able to solve a problem in a really great way and create value by doing it. And actually, you need to give people the tools that can help them make decisions, help them collaborate, help them visualize and see things in a different way. And Miro does all those things. So to me, at least as an investor, I'm thinking, give the team the tools that are going to help them think, that are going to make the most, brighten their skills as smart folks. And Miro is at the top of that list for me.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week! This is where you send us the stupid to idiotoftheweekweekweek@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make fun of them.
Yes.
That's the whole Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, it's the circle of life.
Everybody.
The stupid. That's what we do.
We want to remind you to go to sexyliberal.com.
Do it now.
Yes.
We're after this.
Yes. Check out all the wonderful podcasts there. And check out all the virtual shows there, which are hilarious with Stephanie Miller.
Oh, if you
John
miss
Fugel
them.
Saying, Hal Sparks,
then
and
you haven't, thankfully for you, we've recorded them forever. So you can go check them out now because they're amazing and hysterical. And there's lots of celebrity, funny, and cameo. Lily Tomlin, what? Improvising with who? Martin Sheen?
Yeah.
What? You don't want to miss those.
You
so go check those out.
Please, if you haven't become a Patreon subscriber to our podcast, please go to patreon.com and put in Frangela and support this black-owned business.
That's right, because it's black and it's owned by black. And so that would be sustaining. And we want to thank all of you who are Patreon friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the reason that we are able to do anything.
Yes.
Everything. So
and
thank
everything.
You.
Yes, yes, yes. And also, if you go to cameo.com and put in Frangela, you can get a specialized video from us as well.
That's right. And that's, you know, for you or for someone else as a gift, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then also, make sure you catch us every Friday in the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for the...
Black Power Hour.
That's right. What happens then, Angela?
Well, that is where Stephanie Miller transforms into Stephanie Mills. And Stephanie Mills somewhere probably becomes Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Should we get started?
I think we should. Today's our first idiot comes to us from the amazing Jordan F.
Thank you, Jordan. Bride refuses to marry groom on wedding day because why, Angela?
He wears glasses.
She was like, nope. A bride-to-be in India reportedly refused to go through with the marriage after she discovered that the groom had weak eyesight and needed to use glasses to read a newspaper.
Now, those you may remember, and I don't remember if it was a micro-idiot, if it was an idiot of the week mm-hmm. that we do for Patreon,
mm-hmm.
but not that long ago,
yeah.
we had another family of the bride refused to go through with the wedding mm-hmm. in India, an arranged marriage, but in that case, the groom was bald.
Right.
And had been wearing a wig or a toupee of some sort.
Right.
And when they found out that the man was actually bald, they were like, hell no, this wedding is off.
Yeah.
So this is about finding out this person wears glasses.
Yes. The marriage appears to have been arranged by the families involved, which is common.
We're not, but they weren't thorough.
No, they were not
thorough.
They
were not thorough.
And they didn't, you know what? And also for me, I'm like, if eyeglasses was an issue, we should have talked about that.
Well, let me tell you something. One properly vetted.
That's right.
This is a Palin situation.
That's right.
This is what happens when you don't properly vet.
Okay. Arranged marriages are still common in the Indian subcontinent. The bride's family reportedly paid a dowry to the groom, which included cash and a motorcycle, y'all.
Which I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to say that. It's like...
That's a really weird choice.
I mean...
I think you barely escaped dying is what I hear, you know, this man. Because when I hear you give some... Because I feel like when you give somebody a motorcycle, since they call them donor cycles, mm-hmm. I know some of you may ride motorcycles. And I tell you, I think it's a really bad idea. Mm-hmm. like out on the road. Like maybe in a controlled situation. But the reality is, when somebody... if you give me a motorcycle, I'll be like, Francis got an insurance policy on me. Mm-hmm. Francis wants me dead. Like, that's what I would think. Right. But in any case, and who gives cash in a dowry that way? Like was it physical cash? Or was he getting it after the marriage? See, to me, the wedding should have to go through before you give the dowry.
Right, right. No, he got the dowry before the motorcycle and the cash.
See, that's already a transactional issue for me.
Right. The nuptials were carefully arranged.
No, no, don't use that. That's a misuse of the word carefully.
That's right. Flag it.
Flag that. That is no. They were not. They were shabbily and shoddily arranged.
And the couple matched with reference to the young man's educational background and social status. Okay. The exact ages of the couple were not available at the time of the bride.
Makes me question why you wrote this.
Right.
But so the plans were laid, the wedding day arrived, but over the course of the day, the bride and the women in her family noticed that Siobhan was wearing glass.
Okay, so can you imagine how that went down? You know, she's sitting over there with all her friends.
How is that wedding dress right there?
Oh my God, you look so cute.
What? Girl, is that Siobhan?
Is he
wearing glasses?
He got four eyes.
Is Siobhan wearing glasses?
Oh, no.
Girl, let me tell you something. This happened to my sister's cousin.
Did it?
My sister's cousin married a man who wore glasses, and they had children who killed people.
Whoa, no.
You cannot marry nobody with glasses.
I'm not having no killer children because they can't see. Get my dowry back.
So what I love about this is I wouldn't give anything to have been at this to witness this, because then they
piece of carrots.
Talk to each other. And then they decide, you know what? We got to test him. So they went over to him, to Siobhan, and made him read a newspaper without the glasses.
And what I love, what they wrote in the article, said they got suspicious.
They were suspicious. You know what, girl?
They got suspicious.
I don't think he can see. I don't think Siobhan can see.
I don't think he can see. Goddamn thing.
Not without them glasses.
They off their feet.
Do you know how hard it's going to be to pass glasses through your vagina when you give birth?
Woo!
You have to swallow glasses so the baby can see what baby's for.
So baby can get out the birth canal.
Right, they can find their way. Because they get lost.
Yeah.
Without the vision. Mm. So you're going to have to, besides the ableist nature of this whole argument. So they made him, and I just wonder if they were like, how? Stop the music. Stop the music.
Stop bawling and dancing.
No more of this. No more of this. We ain't in that mood right now. Siobhan, read this shit.
Read it. No, read it.
And they were like, pack your shit, we out.
And I know Siobhan was like, can I put on my...
No! Siobhan, no, you cannot put on your treacherous lying glasses. Oh, the thing I almost married to this complete stranger with bad vision. See, this is my problem. And this is where I feel really bad for Siobhan. Because the one good thing I thought about arranged marriages, and I'm saying as somebody who's...
Thank you,
Rachel. I'm not into marriage necessarily, but as a single person, the one good thing I could see out of arranged marriages was that you could have one.
Right.
Right? If you were somebody who wanted to get married and maybe you weren't that good at dating, or maybe dating was hard, or you didn't know how to... Your family could go out there and get you somebody. And then maybe you would fall... And you would actually love each other. You could have a happy life. You were supposed to be beyond... The buffoonery of the club.
Right.
And judgments.
I'm gonna take you one step further.
Arrangement means the shit has been arranged.
It's arranging.
It arranged it. It has. The arrangement.
It's the arranging
happened.
Is done. We've gone through the process.
That's right.
And I think you're absolutely right. If you
I
had deal
be
break
rejected after at this point of the process.
See, that kind of rejection really hurts.
That's what I'm saying.
We gave them a motorcycle and cash, but we won't accept them now.
Yes.
We were okay with not knowing them, not meeting them, how they looked, whatever. Maybe they saw a picture. But the glasses, because here's my thing. Does she have perfect vision?
Right. Is she perfect in every way?
That's what I'm screaming. And here's the thing. I don't know if they know this, but as you get older, your eyesight changes. I don't know anybody this hasn't been true for.
It's the cruelty of life.
It's like one of the cruelest things about aging is your mind can be totally. I think you just poked yourself in the eye.
That was like poking myself in the eye.
Besides moments like that,
see, can my
you
husband,
have to look
can my
forward
husband
to
get rid of me? Can he get rid of me? Because my eyesight
well,
is
well, now you're 20 years in. It's going to look really shoddy. You can't back order a bra. You can't
thank
be like, no,
you.
She, you know. But that's true. When he married you, you didn't have to wear glasses.
I did not. And in fact, we were just talking about this earlier, that my husband apologizes.
Yeah.
That, and I find that really weird that people apologize. You know, he apologizes that, you know, my daughter wears glasses. He goes, yeah, that's my fault. I go, so what?
It is his fault, though. I mean, I'm just saying, if we're keeping a scorecard, minus. So basically, I believe that what really happened here is this is the real conversation between the girlfriend. She's like, girl, I don't know. Why am I do not want to marry this man.
I know, girl. That's okay. You know what?
But they
something.
Already sent him the money and the motorcycle. We got to find something wrong.
Girl, you're wearing glasses. See, you can't glasses. Marry nobody
so
with wearing glasses.
You think that's going to work?
Yeah, that's going to work.
Okay, back me. What is he wearing glasses? What?
That's exactly what she did.
So they demanded the return of their dowry, including the motorcycle and the expenses they incurred in arranging the marriage. And when the groom's family refused, the bride's family lodged a complaint with the local police station.
Yeah. This is a quote from the father, her father. He said, I had no idea that the groomsman's eyesight was so weak. This is my question, too. He says, my daughter, on knowing the fact, decided to call off the marriage. I wonder how this goes down. Like, in their household, it's like, you could bring me anything. You could be anything.
All right. But I just want to be in a marriage.
But partially blind, we don't have that in this house.
Let me tell you something.
Eyesight!
You come home pregnant, I love you.
That's right.
You come home, you kill 12 people, I love you. We're going to get you help.
Right.
You come home, you rob somebody, we're going to get you help. We're
right.
going to, why'd you do this, girl? What's going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
But if you come back here and you fail a vision test at Pearl Vision,
your ass is grass.
I don't know you. Yes. I don't know you.
Disowned!
Don't come in this house when you can't read without the assistance of some kind of spectacle. I know.
Yeah,
I didn't raise you to go blind.
What?
Like, I don't know what's going on, but I do know that somebody's not being honest. And I'm not just talking about the man. Because I'm going to tell you something. I might forget the set because I don't wear glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I wear glasses to read.
Right, me too.
So I might not have put that on my arranged marriage form. I don't know.
You know? But we went down, and apparently his family
It's not solved.
They
yet.
Did not give back the dowry, so this is ongoing.
We will try to get updates.
We will. Maybe we can get our visas together.
We're gonna try to get an interview with Siobhan,
right?
Because I want to talk to Siobhan about Siobhan's feelings.
That's right.
Because I feel for Siobhan. I think this is some BS. I really do.
I hope he makes our statements. Next up. This is from the fabulous Gary C.
We love you, Gary.
Thank you. Belgian restaurant serves drinking water recycled from its toilets.
Let me explain to you why Gary C. is uncomfortable. Why he is an amazing person. Because he knew when he saw this headline what it would do to us.
He knew it just would knock me into a tizzy.
He knew it. Because this is the kind of shit that pisses us right off.
I mean, right the fuck off.
Let us start with this. To highlight.
That's already. Flag it.
Thank you. A new type of water purification system. I want to flag that too because this is not a water purification company. It's a fucking restaurant.
Right.
I think that's important.
Right.
A restaurant in Keun, Belgium has started serving its customers free drinking water recycled from its sinks and toilets.
Here's my question. Free.
Like you're going to charge for it?
there was a discussion about charging. That's what I hear. So they went, okay, so what are we going to charge? And somebody went, well, maybe we shouldn't charge. Maybe we should charge like $3 or $4. And somebody went, wait, we going to try to charge people for giving them toilet water.
Toilet water.
Maybe we should see if they don't just beat us up. So the water served at Gusto, which I think is trying to be funny or something, restaurant, is this, I object to this sentence, is the same as any other potable water.
No, it ain't. Because if I give you no, 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 I am not boo-boo the fool. I am not. You are not going to piss on my head and tell me it's raining and tell me to open my mouth and be drink this.
This is the same water. This is the same water that's come out the sky. Like no, it's like coming mama. Out your penis. That's not the same water. It has no, but this is what they say, is if these are the only things you worry about with water, no smell, no taste, no color. Either does wood if I do this. I'm just saying. Yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying. So it's impossible to tell that its source is actually the restaurant's toilets. That's a bad thing. I want to know.
Okay. Make it green and be like, oh, that table over there having the toilet water.
Okay.
My water clear.
Because I can't go to this restaurant because I don't trust that you're not going to, I'm going to go, I would rather not have the toilet water. You're going to go, okay.
Totally.
And then totally give me the toilet water. So apparently, this is hard for me to even read. By using a complex, far too complex to just explain here, apparently, five-step purification system, Gusto's is able to turn its sewage into a water so pure that it has to be enriched with minerals before serving to clients.
Ooh.
Think about this sentence. The water is too pure.
For you to drink, they have to add minerals.
Do you believe that shit?
No, because shit used to be in the water.
Okay. Okay. And you can... Okay. So here's the thing. Is able to turn also is too vague of a sentence for
too
me.
Too vague.
What do you mean is able to turn? Do they is it Gandalf?
Is it alchemy?
Is what I'm saying. Is it the spells and potion teacher? Like, what is going on today?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Exactly. Is it baby Jesus? Like, what do you mean is able to turn shitty water into drinking water? How I need to know what that means. It's so pure. That's ridiculous. That's like, first of all, I don't even think you can say anything can be too pure. It's pure. It's not. But it's... This, it goes on to say the Belden restaurant is not connected to the city sewer system. Why not?
Yeah.
So it really needed a closed circuit solution to solve its sewage problems. Or maybe it doesn't need to exist. Like, this is my thing. Like, maybe you can't have a restaurant. If you can't be on the sewer, maybe you can't have a restaurant.
Why my drinking water is a solution to your sewage problem? You see what I'm saying?
No, you know what?
From an A to B?
That's a
from
solid,
an A to B thing?
That's a solid question.
Soylent Green is people. Okay. Why?
No, you're absolutely right, Francis.
You're taking water
a you problem and making it a me problem.
Thank you.
And you know how I feel about abusive pronouns.
Okay.
I hate when people abuse pronouns. You know, like when people say to you, shouldn't we do something? What they really mean is you should do it.
Exactly.
That should drive me crazy because that's an abusive pronouns.
Okay.
I would write tickets for that. So apparently... they, thanks to an allegedly, I think this is where this person, whoever wrote this, their suspicion came in at this.
Yes.
It's allegedly unique water recycling system. So they don't believe that water recycling is, that's where they got like, oh, I don't
allegedly.
Know about this.
Allegedly.
This, I don't trust, whoever wrote this, I don't trust. If you know this person, don't go out to eat with them.
Uh-uh.
Don't drink nothing at their house. The toilet and sink water is initially cleaned, that's in quotes, which also makes me nervous. Why are you putting the word cleaned in quotes?
Right. This is where I have a problem.
But it's like cleaned with a Z?
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Like,
let me tell you, this is the next thing she's about to read is where I got the problem.
This is where it really jumps off.
Okay.
So it turned on your volume.
Okay.
The toilet and sink water is initially cleaned with plant fertilizer.
Okay. Stop. Stop. Stop the presses. Stop this shit. Stop. Pull it over.
Pull over.
Pull it over. Plant fertilizer.
Right.
That shit. That's what you put. What you fertilize a plant with is some type of poop. I don't care if it's earthworm castings, if it's cow poop, lamb poop, somebody's
some kind of
poop.
Some kind of
shit. So you gonna clean the shit water with some other fertilizer. Now let's do math.
Francis, I don't know if you know this, Francis is a PhD from the Kalyer-Hulinski University.
I do.
In math, so this is totally scientific.
So shit plus shit equals shit.
Wow, isn't it double shit even, maybe?
It's double shit. It's shit to the second power.
So are you saying...
So that's not... water without shit. That's shit enhanced water.
Shit enhanced water is so. See how that doesn't have the same ring to it?
It's shit enhanced.
As potable?
That's not potable.
That doesn't sound the same, does it?
You see, you can't. You know what? With your fancy words. Your fancy words are not filtrating the water, okay?
You're not going to mesmerize me out of the fact that I'm drinking double shit water.
Yeah, thank you. I don't care how you times it. Shit water times fertilizer equals more shitty water.
And also, I think what you're alluding to is a really important point. Can you clean shit with shit?
That, thank you. The shit get shit out. No.
No. No. I mean, they literally, this is a quote from the representative of the restaurant. The water that results is too pure to be drinkable. So we add minerals to make it healthier.
That is bullshit.
That's a bullshit lie. Too pure to be drinkable? When have you ever seen somebody go, wait, don't drink that water. It's really pure. Like, what?
It's too clean.
A family died after drinking really pure water.
That doesn't make any sense.
Now, what they say is that they added minerals to it, which they may have, in fact, added minerals to it. And maybe they think that makes it healthier. Maybe it does. But what do you... It can't be too pure.
Right. Can't be too clean. That's ridiculous.
So they offer it in many forms, which tells me you can't eat... Don't order a Diet Coke there.
No.
Because they put the ice cubes... It's the shitty old shitty water in the ice cubes for the Diet Coke. You can't trust the Gusto's.
No, you can't.
You can't trust this restaurant. Mm-mm. This is the kind of thing that drives me crazy. Also, I have to ask this question. Do you trust a restaurant to do your water cleaning?
No. No. As your side work? No. Let me tell you something. We have been waiters and waitresses.
I've been cocktail server. I've been a food server. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I want to apologize for some things that happened that people don't know about. Okay? That some of them were malicious, maybe. I don't know. I didn't do them. I'm just saying things happen. I don't think that that's in their lane.
Don't put that power in those people's hands.
No,
okay.
It's not because they're not good people, but it's just not their training. Okay? Yeah.
So they offer it in forms of drinking water, ice cubes, or in coffee. You ain't safe. You're not safe.
They also use it in brewing the beer. Don't drink nothing.
Don't drink nothing.
And here's the thing. You know they use it to cook the food.
That's right.
And in fact, I have a really bad thought just now. What if they've never actually had to get new water? If these people have been using the same few gallons of water
over and over again.
They're like, we don't have to get more water. Just keep using this water.
Give me some poop.
I'm going to clean the poop out of this water with it. And then we're gonna enhance it.
With some minerals. With tasty minerals.
Which may mean they throw a couple rocks in it. I don't know what that means.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, the holidays are here and finding the perfect gift is tricky, right? Omaha Steaks makes it so easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Everyone I've sent this to goes crazy. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. You not only save over 50%, but you get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free. These are the best burgers, period. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship right away. Avoid the holiday shipping hustle and bustle and order the perfect gift package today at OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget you get those 8 free burgers when you enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, 100% guaranteed. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of food you get. Everybody is just bowled over when they get this Omaha Steaks gift package. The best steaks, the best burgers, the best chicken, you name it. How about those caramel apple tartlets? Everything is incredible. OmahaSteaks.com. But don't forget that keyword is Stephanie in the search bar. OmahaSteaks.com. Do it now.
There is so much going on in the world that can make it difficult to relax and decompress.
You've experienced the Sunday scaries, that feeling of dread in the pit of your stomach that comes on Sunday afternoons.
Now, here's a totally different Sunday scaries, vitamin-boosted CBD gummies. And you don't even have to wait until Sunday night rolls around.
Self-care is so important, and Sunday scaries is here to help.
Sunday scaries believes that everyone deserves a hand on a difficult day.
So if you're looking for a way to decompress, Sunday scaries has you covered with their CBD products.
Visit SundayScaries.com and use promo code SEXYLIBERAL, all one word, at checkout to get 25% off your order.
That's 25% off at SundayScaries.com with promo code SEXYLIBERAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These products are not for use by or sale but to persons under the age of 18.
Welcome back. This next one is from Rotto. Thank you so much. Cooking squirrel with a blowtorch will cost Holland tenant $2 million.
But this is like Holland. Is this Holland, Michigan?
I think so. It's Michigan.
A woman whose boyfriend sparked a apartment fire using a blowtorch on a squirrel is on the hook for $2 million in damages.
Yeah. The woman whose boyfriend, that's the same sentence.
I know, they do this a lot in these kind of stories.
So the ruling apparently reverses a lower court decision that held that Barbara Pellows is responsible for only $15,000, $15,400 in damages, causing the blaze that consumed 32 units in a building.
I want you to think how pissed you would be. You sit in the parking lot watching your home burn away, and you hear that this motherfucker okay, I'm sorry to cuss, I really am, but this bitch, her boyfriend, not even her, not even the bitch who lived there, right, on the lease, her boyfriend was doing what?
Torching squirrel fur. Which already is disgusting and horrible and inhumane, and I don't know why he was doing it out on the balcony with
all
a blowtorch.
Is when I am confident of one thing, that the words, in fact, I can tell you this. I want to do woodworking, and I had a woodworking class. When I realized this, I can't do it in my apartment.
Right.
I have a very large balcony, right? They're very large patio balconies, but you can't use a heavy equipment like that or anything like that
in enclosed spaces
or that's anywhere near that's that close to other people. So this person, and also squirrels.
Yeah.
What is going on with Winter's Bone? Why is it all Winter's Bone up in here?
I don't know.
Why is it all Winter's Bone?
But I can tell you. I'm going to admit something real quick
now. Jesus Lord.
Okay. So my mother was married to a man.
Oh, no. He What's that character who taught everybody their mom?
From King of the Hill.
Yeah.
Boomhauser.
You know, there's a certain region of this country where consonants and vowels are one.
You never understood anything he said. You just said yes.
But somehow she understood.
Yes, she did.
She spoke.
But he would talk about eating squirrels, and that's when I would leave the room. Okay.
Okay, so her boyfriend caused the fire, but see, he's not on the lease.
No.
And I have a feeling this has impacted their relationship, although that information is not in the article. Dozens of people.
I love that it's called, now known as, the fur burning escapade is what they call
it. Escapade, I think, is too cosmopolitan a word for anything that involved burning squirrel.
And 32 apartments.
I'm gonna call this the Winter Bones incident.
Yes.
Okay, because to me, that's what that is. He left the torch on the deck and went into the apartment. When he returned 15 minutes later, let me tell you about he discovered the fire and they couldn't put it out. Let me tell you about all the lies in this sentence. First of all, you left the blowtorch on at all.
Right.
What? In what world have you ever seen you put your blowtorch, put it on, and then walk away?
Never. No. Never.
So don't blame the squirrel. It's had nothing to do with the squirrel. He left the blowtorch on and unattended and then went away. 15 minutes is another lie. I'm going to tell you the truth about something about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you've said 15 minutes, you've been lying.
That's right.
Sometimes you should
tell
yourself first.
I'll be there 15 minutes.
You're lying to yourself first a lot of times. Because this is a journey of mine for the last, year or so. Mm-hmm. I've been on this quest to figure out how long things actually take to do.
Yeah.
And what I've discovered is there is nothing that takes 5 minutes and there is nothing that takes 15.
That's right.
These are lies.
They're lies.
Okay.
The lies would tell the mind.
But there is no amount of time that is okay to leave a blowtorch on. It's not like, was it over 37 seconds? There's no amount of time. Idiot. Right.
Next up, this is from Donna Z.
Thank you, Donna. We love you.
Irate Stafford Popeyes customer smashed glass, cursed over chicken sandwich wait time. First of all, ain't nobody getting no more damn chicken sandwiches.
We've had to say this. This is the third time today. What we have learned, and we've let this go for a minute to prove. We gave you a chance.
That's
America,
right.
We gave you a chance to do what?
Manage your fast food expectations.
We gave you a chance. And now what we've come to realize is people, we cannot, we We're not ready for chicken sandwiches.
You can't. Here's the thing. You can have chicken, fried chicken at home.
Right. You can have fried chicken in actual chicken pieces. I think McNuggets, I think we're going to lose those too.
You might lose those
too. Chicken tenders seem to be surviving.
Yes.
But the minute you involve bread.
Bread is the devil.
It's the devil.
It is the devil. It is the passageway to hell.
It really is. The road to hell is lined with bread.
It's brioche. And I'm going to tell you something. It's delicious. Americans can't handle
we lose our minds. A good buttery bread. Let me tell you something. We've had Panera for years.
For years.
You know, with very few incidents. We've had croissants. We've had, a country rise. We've had all sorts of bagels.
Italian bread that we like? It's not,
people like ciabatta. I don't know. But we've had all these friends. But when it comes to brioche, I just don't know that the world is ready for
it.
At least America can't handle brioche.
Americans can't handle
brioche. It's too much. So apparently an enraged customer smashed a glass door at Stafford County's Popeye's location over the weekend after he had to wait for his chicken sandwich. Let me tell you about something you don't, maybe he don't remember. And do they say how old this person is? I don't think they do. That's a problem. Because when they made the Popeye sandwich.
He's 38.
38. God damn. When they made the chicken sandwich, remember how long people had to wait?
Yeah.
This is, I don't know how long he was waiting, but I know it wasn't that long.
No.
Remember it was months? They were out of them completely.
That's right. And people lost their minds. The customer hurled an expletive at the staff, struck the glass door, even after they, what, Angela?
I really can't. They tried to, I'm going to try to say a sentence without laughing. They tried to mollify him with chicken tenders.
Sir, please, stop.
I'm just innocent.
Stop. Just take the chicken tenders.
Give me more chicken tenders. The man is losing his mind. He's a chicken tender, sir. And he's like, not without my brioche bun.
We can't handle the chicken sandwich.
We can't have nice things.
We just can't. Y'all don't get them.
If it's up to Francis and I, this has been ruled on.
Yeah.
Until America proves it can handle a brioche bun.
That's right.
Chicken sandwiches are done.
Off
they
the
are
table.
Canceled.
Off.
Canceled.
Off.
That's what you've done to us, stupid people. Next up. This is just fucking wrong.
This is from Gary C. Thank you very much. Man divorced his wife without telling her.
I know the communication is hard.
It is. Especially when you have feelings.
When feelings are involved.
And when feelings are involved.
And I know that telling people things that you know they ain't gonna wanna hear.
It's difficult.
It's challenging. But as Mr. Rogers said, feelings are if they're mentionable, they're manageable.
Yes.
And I think mentioning a divorce is a really important part of the divorce process.
And it's part of the management of it too. A Texas man is wanted for a third degree felony aggravated forgery charge after police discovered that he was trying to get a divorce from his wife without her even knowing he was divorcing her. Paul Nixon, 51.
Asshole.
Of Harris County, Texas, allegedly forged his wife's signature as well as that of a public notary to make it look like as if his spouse had consented to the divorce.
And now, this is how he got caught. This hurts my feelings. He filed for divorce on February 15th.
The day after Valentine's Day.
Which is, I mean...
Your Honor! I'll be up in there. Your Honor!
Yes,
ma'am. Do you know how good I treated him on the 14th?
First of all, I gave him special attention.
Special attention. You know what I mean. Special attention.
Okay. And he don't take care of that area very nicely. There, I said it.
There it is. It's like a overgrown weed. You need a weed whacker to get down there.
That's what I'm saying. It's. Let me tell you something. The Wild Kingdom couldn't go there.
No.
Because you got to be able to get cameras in.
No.
I went.
Yes, you
I
did.
Went.
Yes, you
Bendy
did.
Bendy Irwin didn't go. I went.
Bendy I went. You could send that Bendy Irwin bitch down up in there.
She on maternity leave, but still, I went. Okay, I went. So she found out because she was looking at her bank account. Was like, my husband keeps buying jewelry. Apparently not for her because she didn't get the jewelry.
Yeah.
So she's like, hey, but what's going on with all this jewelry you've been buying? And he went, oh, snap, that's not really none of your business because we're divorced.
Yep.
I mean, follow me on this. I think she had the right to stab him one good time.
Oh, yes, she did.
And not a life-threatening stab, but definitely
a good poke.
And I mean, like a half inch, and I'm gonna go with gut because that says love.
Yeah, it does.
Well, okay. We talked about that early on a podcast. Yes, that is love.
When you stab somebody in the stomach, but yeah. That's about love.
It is. That's a crime of passion and love, Your Honor. Where I stabbed him shows how I loved him.
That is true. Dismissed. No, I'm just saying that. So you can't do that, right? Like, so they had to investigate whatever. So the end result of this is that they're still married.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, though, he's going to get his wish on this divorce.
Yes, he is.
And if he doesn't, then I got shit to say to her. Because this is something you do not forgive. If this bitch takes him back,
no.
Watch this story. Watch this space, as Rachel says.
Yes.
Because if this bitch comes back and we got another story about this, I'm going to be mad at her.
All right, let's review.
We got the bride who refused to marry the arranged marriage groom because he has poor vision.
We got the Belgian restaurant serving drinking water recycled from its toilet.
We have the boyfriend who blew up an apartment building basically by torching a squirrel.
Yes, we got the irate Popeye's customer smashed glass curse over chicken sandwich wait time.
And the man who divorced his wife without telling her, like, that was going to work.
I have to go with the Belgian restaurant serving drinking water recycled from its toilet because I'm not a fool!
And because these people aren't high, that multiple people participated in this, from the owners to the workers to whoever sold them on this shit cleaning shit bullshit. Like too many people, they weren't drunk, they weren't high, and they think that this is somehow some kind of service.
I know.
Or like a saleable point.
I know. Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country where somebody didn't come, you sat down in a restaurant and they poured you a glass of shit water.
And they told you, look, it's so pure, we had to add things.
We had to add minerals.
We cleaned
that. Aren't you lucky?
And I know before you even say to me, you're worried about it being clean, we cleaned it with shit.
Yes.
We cleaned your shit with shit. Now what you got? See? Not a concern in the world. Drink your water. Fuck you. No, you cannot do that, Francis.
No, you can't do that to my mom.
No, you cannot do that. And I know there was a grant in here. There was some kind of a grant in here. We need a moratorium on grants and I want to be in charge of who gets a grant, because this is, people don't know how to act. There was a time in this country, Francis.
There was a time, girl.
There was a time in this country that when you went to the bathroom.
Yes.
At a restaurant, you didn't have to be worried you're going to revisit your trip on your plate.
Girl, there was a time in this country.
There was a
time in this country where if you wore glasses, maybe most you get called is 4 eyes.
Right. When you're an adult, though, that usually people stop doing that. Right. You know, there was a time in this country we all said, you know what, wearing glasses is not a defect of any sort. It's just wearing glasses. It's not a big deal. It's not, you don't love me, you can't love me, I'm unlovable because I don't have 20/20 vision.
What the hell?
There was a time in this country we had more, romance meant more. There was a time in this country, Francis.
There was a time, man.
Where you could have bread and chicken.
Yes, you could.
And people didn't lose their ever-loving minds. We're not in that time now, clearly.
No chicken sandwiches for nobody. I'm Francis Callion.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to Idiot of the Week.
Week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will do this every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to see it live and listening. Thank you for downloading. Subscribe to this podcast and all the podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. And we love you. And thank you so much to our amazing producer, Laura.
Jake Knapp is the inventor of the design sprint and the New York Times bestselling author of the book Sprint. He's also the co-founder of Character, a venture fund for early stage startups.
How and why did you start using Miro?
I came from this position of thinking, I don't want to be doing stuff online, to thinking now when I do a sprint in person with a company, it's like, we're going to use Miro, even though we're all in the same room, because that's a better way for us to get this work done. As an investor, we're basically investing in their ability to solve problems. We're saying, we think this group of people is going to be able to solve a problem in a really great way and create value by doing it. And actually, you need to give people the tools that can help them make decisions, help them collaborate, help them visualize and see things in a different way. And Miro does all those things. So to me, at least as an investor, I'm thinking, give the team the tools that are going to help them think, that are going to make the most, brighten their skills as smart folks. And Miro is at the top of that list for me.